bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
What do others see? By Ron Schlegel, for Friday, July 26, 2019. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 24 is the text. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and is not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. You look at yourself in a mirror for a variety of reasons, all of which have something to do with your personal appearance. You use mirrors to shave and put on makeup. You look into a mirror to be sure the image you present is the image you want others to see. On the other hand, if a person looks into a mirror and then goes away, forgetting what he looks like, looking into a mirror accomplishes nothing. James chapter 1 says the same thing is true when looking into the mirror of God's word. By hearing the word of God, James says, you see what you are like. Looking into the mirror of God's word should help you do your best, that is, present the image that you should present to other people as a Christian. If, however, you look into the mirror of God's word and forget what you looked like, you will probably not make a good appearance to others either. To make a good appearance to others as a child of God, James says that it's not enough just to look into the mirror of God's word, that is, to be only a hearer of that word. You must also remember what you looked like so that you can make a good appearance before others as a doer of God's word. To be a doer of the word means to put your faith into action, showing others how Jesus' life and teaching are visible in your life. When people see you as one of God's children, you will look like His Son, even as we are daily more and more conformed to the image of our Savior. See Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. As you can see, it's important to look into God's mirror and to examine yourself in the light of God's Word regularly. This exercise is maximized, too, when we read and meditate on Scripture in a way that digs deeply into the texts themselves. Paul knew this was true for Timothy. When he told him to give his all when spending time in God's Word, he wrote in the second letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." God's word shows us who we are. God's word reveals the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and gives us the person that is Jesus, the person we should try to show others in the mirror of our lives. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, in your word, I see myself as one who is loved by you. Help me to reflect your love to others in all that I say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.